in a world full of film and TV news.
This just in.
Breaking news for you now.
Gotta interrupt you here. We have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
To another story that is breaking overnight.
Three men have joined forces to bring you
The Weekly Cut.
Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Cut podcast, your number one place for the latest news and reviews in TV and film. I am your host, Brad, and this is your NFL linebacker co-host, Connor T.
Full of McDonald's. It was lovely.
That is the most disrespectful thing you've done to me in a long time. So I just walked in. Let me set the scene for the listeners. I've just walked in. I am dealing with hunger pains from a diet that I've started for about 9 days now.
Yep.
And Connor just says, and his wife hits me with, just had McDonald's.
Yeah.
What did you actually have?
Chicken, Big Mac, and some nuggets.
It's the spring menu.
It is delicious.
I forgot about the spring menu.
You can't beat it.
Oh, I don't, that's completely ruined this whole episode for me. Follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Weekly Cut to keep yourself up to date. And join the community. Get involved in the conversation. This is a top episode. It's a bit of a chalk and cheese one because we've got something fantastic and we've got something...
shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, should I try and maybe not spoil it? But it's going to be so hard to not with the tone anyway. We'll get into what matters in a second. But for now, just for Connor, get us up and running. What is this sound, Connor? Just tell us what it is, mate.
Juicy.
What is that sound?
It sounds like some claws going absolutely mental.
It does. And that's the theme of the week because Wolverine is back. We are going to be doing a breakdown of the new trailer that dropped today and has broken the internet. All the Easter eggs, everything you need to know, and a little bit of our thoughts on it and how hype we are for the movie. As you may have guessed up top, the movie we will be reviewing... In some capacity anyway, is Rebel Moon Part 2. Is it as bad as the 18% Rotten Tomato critic score? That's the spoiler for later on. Can me and Connor deduce that between ourselves? But of course, we've got all the news of the week, Superman casting, everything from there. But for now, let's get in the news.
News.
Let's start easy to get us in. Great news, Fallout Season 2. Confirmed.
That's brilliant news. I can't believe how mad everyone's... What's surprising is how surprised everyone is.
Do you know what? That is very true. Yeah. Yes, I think I realised today, like I've said to you, Con, I said it last week, we done an episode on it, go listen to it, please. And we was nothing but praise for it.
Yeah.
But today it hit me how terrific that show is.
It's so good, and it's visually clean, story's brilliant, layered... Yeah. There's nothing bad about it.
I can't think of a show, probably The Boys, and of course that is Prime Video as well, where someone's gone to me, what series are you watching? Where I could so easily say, get yourself over to Prime Video and watch Fallout because it's that good. Forget the games, doesn't matter if you've seen the game, if I play the games. It's that good of a show from storytelling, visually, as you said. So season two, was it much of a shock?
No, I think it was, have you finished it?
Oh, I have finished it.
It was pretty much confirmed, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I thought it was. I know our last episode, Connor had seshed it, all eight episodes, and was full of praise. And he said to me, it pays off in every way.
Yeah.
Big, bold statement.
Yeah, it is.
But you told the truth.
Well.
It's that good. Really shocked. I'm not going to do a spoiler warning, but really shocked about the dad.
I know. Yeah.
Well, I can't, because that Kyle MacLachlan, I think that's his name. He's not like a... That's not really his sort of type of character.
Yeah.
Do you know he was Paul Atreides in the old Dune that was quite shit?
Was he?
You know, the 1984, I think it was?
Yeah.
He was Paul Atreides.
Oh, blimey, that's a turn.
But yeah, just didn't see that coming.
No, and that's what I love about it as well.
And Jonathan Nolan, as Connor rightly said last week, it's Nolan's brother, so what do you expect?
Jesus Christ.
Well, he done Westworld, didn't he?
He did. It's same vibes.
People are worried, though, because Westworld 1 was...
fantastic.
Yeah, and it did drop off as the...
Yeah, I think 1 and 2 was good, but then it dropped right off.
Yeah, so obviously I'm sure he can build from those mistakes, but like Connor said, it's just that good. Okay, now, a bit of a... I don't know if this is bad news, so you tell me, because you're a Tarantino fan.
I am.
Who isn't?
If you ain't, then get off this podcast.
Because he is especially our generation, he's probably one of our most influential filmmakers, I would say.
Absolutely.
Easily. And he has obviously for any listeners who don't know, Con, he's made a rule for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you want to just explain that?
Was it, is it 10 or 8?
10.
10 films. So he's only making 10 films in his entire directorial career.
Absolutely. Now, before you run off and check his filmography, he's already made 10. However, he himself, and to be fair, he made the movies, he says Kill Bill is one movie.
Yeah.
So he technically has done 9 in his eyes, but there is 10 movies.
Yeah, it's one project.
Yeah, it's one project. So, he's for the 10th and final, you may know it's been going on for a few months. He called it The Movie Critic. That was his 10th film. Some details around that. Brad Pitt was going to be in talks to reprise his role as Cliff Booth because it was set in the same world as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I find crackers. Tom Cruise was also in talks for a role, but he's pulled the plug.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I do as well, actually. Yeah,
because Tom Cruise doesn't scream Tarantino for me.
Apologies, hang on. That's my Pepsi Max can. Yeah.
Doesn't scream Tarantino.
No, he don't.
And I think he needs a completely new project. Get out of this world. You've done Once Upon a Time. Do something else, please. Don't say it in the same universe.
Do you know what? I think that's spot on. That's what I agree with and I think I would want. Another question to you. Has he put too much pressure on himself?
I think so. It's the final bang.
Yeah. I mean, he's done this before. I'm pretty sure he nearly pulled the plug on... he did pull the plug on a sequel to Pulp Fiction. There was another one he pulled the plug on as well. So this isn't new for him to do something like this.
Yeah.
But I do think he's very stressed about his 10th and final movie.
Yeah, he's got time. No rush.
And I guess, Con, would you put out a statement from the Weekly Cut here to say, just make more than 10.
Yeah, just keep going. You can make this and another one. You've set this rule for
it
yourself.
Yeah. You set this boundary.
Yeah.
We're all fans.
We want more.
We want more. Someone done a really good point. They done on Twitter all the movies after Martin Scorsese's 10 movies. And there's like bangers everywhere.
Yeah.
I even think Goodfellas might have been after his... Ooh. So, I mean, you're The Departed, for example. Yeah. You had all these Oscar-winning great movies that if he would have done the Tarantino rule, would have deprived history of cinema of amazing movies. Just make more.
And you come into your own. After 10, you think, right, I've nailed this. Let's kick on.
After 10 movies, I think I've got it.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good now.
But yeah, back to Connor's point, I think he's bang on. I see this as quite good news. As much as I love Brad Pitt, I love Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Where do you fall on that?
I enjoy it.
I really do. So as much as I love that and maybe not seeing Tom Cruise in the movie, I do think that sounds great, but I'm glad that's not his 10th and final.
Yeah.
Okay, settled.
Confirmed.
I'll tell you what, Con. I want to keep the hype going, so I'm going to jump straight over to trailers, mate.
Ooh.
I hit you with the noise at the beginning. It's time for a Deadpool and Wolverine breakdown. But before I get into it, Con, and when I do get into it, please stop me anywhere you want if you need to whip out your penis.
It's all there.
I think I know your reaction to the trailer, but I'm just going to throw it over to you, as we always do.
Yep.
What's your thoughts?
Hype as... excuse my French, hype AF.
Hype AF with a fire emoji.
Yeah, LFG.
LFG, let's fucking go.
Yeah, I agree. It is everything I wanted is there.
It is absolutely perfect for what... Well, that was my question. Did it live up? I think I may even have that down the bottom, so I'll just ask you now. This had a lot of hype for a multitude of reasons because of the hole that Marvel is in at the minute. The hype of Wolverine's return to Logan, which I think was 2017. So it had so much, you know, hype.
Yeah.
Did it live up to it?
I think it did.
I think so.
It gave nothing away, but gave us enough.
Yeah. I don't feel like I know much more. Even with the breakdown I'm about to go through, we've spoken about the plot on this as well. So I don't think we know everything. And I think this film, I think I've got a note here later on that says, I think this movie is going to be a lot bigger than people actually think. And I know that sounds silly because we're like, we know there's all these multiple cameos and multiversal. I think this is going to be bigger than everything. I do.
I think so.
But let's get into it. Now, a fact that Connor's going to love, and he may have seen this today. I hope he didn't. So the song playing over the trailer.
Yeah.
Is Madonna's prayer, Living on a Prayer, is it? I can't remember, I've written it down now. Like a Prayer.
Yeah.
Like a little prayer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On this day in 1989, that song released for a six-week run.
Right.
And Ryan Reynolds heard that today and went, fucking hell, I didn't even plan that.
That's mad. That is brilliant.
That is crazy. He put it on it. He went, I swear to Marvel Jesus, go check his Twitter out. He didn't even plan that. But how good that song worked.
Worked perfect. Yeah, it set the tone perfectly.
It did. Love it. I think that was a little bit of subliminal messaging because people have been praying for Jackman's return, these two to buddy up, Marvel to be saved. I think this is really, really good use of the song. Okay, now let's get into it. So the trailer starts with Deadpool on a clear mission to recruit Wolverine to help him on a multiversal mission after being recruited by the TVA. Now, the two jokes here, as you just said, set the tone with the song, set the tone for how R-rated this movie is.
Yep.
I'll start with the first one. Tell me what you thought of it. So the first one obviously was Deadpool's whiskey dick joke because Hugh Jackman's, he looks like he's pissed on whiskey and he can't get his claws out. And just such an easy joke, but it's so good. I think he says something along the lines of, it's common in Wolverines over 40.
Yeah, I did like that, to be fair. And I thought that was the perfect kickoff.
Yeah, and it's even mugging off Logan, because that's Logan's story, and Logan is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it's even a mug off and a dig at Logan, which means nothing's off the cards.
Yeah. Well, does he struggle with that?
He has to pull his...
Oh, yeah, of course
thing. So he's taking the piss out of Logan.
Yeah.
So, like you always say about these things, nothing's off the cards. A bit like The Boys. You like The Boys because they will do whatever.
Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
Then the second joke, which... It's a joke, but it's really intense, is when he's got the gun to Wolverine and he goes, if you don't shut up, you're gonna take a deep breath through your forehead.
Yeah.
And it's like for your fucking forehead. And it's like, Jesus.
And then Logan leans into the
gun. I forgot about that.
And when he leans into the gun, you think, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It's Wolverine that we know.
Yes.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, and he's that's a really good segue onto this point because I forgot about that a little bit. That's a really good spot out. So this Wolverine is got nothing to live for. He's lost everything.
Yeah.
Which is why he leans into the gun. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Do it.
We see a flashback of his world where it looks like Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Where it's, do you think that's like a graveyard of all like Jean Grey, Cyclops? Because he's on his knees, basically crying.
Yeah.
That's got to be a graveyard.
I think so. And don't they say he let everyone. He let his world down or something like that.
That's it. So whatever happened in this universe, they're all gone and it's just him left, the immortal.
Yeah.
So really, really did like that. It then cuts to the void where we've seen 4,000 behind the scenes of them two fighting.
Yeah.
So seeing them in the void together. And it's just so fucking brutal. So he stabs him. We see this in the trailer. He stabs him in the testicle.
Yeah. I only saw that. I watched it on the big screen and I only just clocked it.
It's straight in there.
Pretty fucking.
And then it cuts to Deadpool with both barrels on his ribs, and he empties the clip. It's just.
It doesn't feel like Marvel.
No, I think that's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, but in a really good way.
Yeah.
Loved. I'm just getting hyped again thinking about it. This is the moment where I screamed like a 7-year-old. I was basically down, remember in Toys R Us?
Yeah.
You go down there, you can get on those little bikes and ride around.
Oh, you just tear about. Yeah.
You just crash into the thing. You're screaming because you're just having the best time of your life. We got Wolverine sleeveless.
Yeah. Is that a comic?
Yeah.
I think I had the action figure.
Yeah, sleeveless. Mate, of course you did. So that's the first ever absolute comic book accurate look. I'm not usually one that cares much about comic accurate, outfits because I've never really been a comic reader, only animation and stuff like that. But this is different. It's just perfect.
Yeah, I think you'd leave your wife for Wolverine.
I tried. I've got a restraining order. It's a whole other thing. I won't get into it. But he's 55, Con.
Mm.
How do you look like that?
Looking good.
Well, I know.
I mean, look at me. I just fucking smashed a McDonald's. That's probably why.
You got a pint of water in a Bud Light glass.
Healthy.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, he just looks phenomenal as Wolverine. I'm so happy we get to see that and it's embraced. Now, this was a really cool bit. We're coming to sort of the end now, but and then I'll get into some Easter eggs for you. But how cool was the... So the villain is the twin sister of Charles Xavier.
Wow.
Cassandra Nova, that's the bald head. A lot of people on our Twitter thought that was the ancient one from Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So just to clarify that, it's not. It's played by Emma Corrin, I think it is, from The Crown. She's the main big bad. Her lair is Ant-Man's skull.
Yeah. And not just the helmet, because you see teeth.
It opens up.
Yeah.
So that her headquarters is in an Avengers skull.
Yeah, that's a bit mental.
That when you say it out loud like that, it's just absolutely wild. I don't know what to say, mate. Loved it, though. Absolutely loved it. Again, sets the tone. And then, like I say, coming to an end now, but of course we then get the huge moment of Deadpool and Wolverine jumping through the portal from what you would guess is Wong or Strange.
Yeah.
Can't be anyone else, really, is it?
You'd think Wong, wouldn't you?
Do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you get... Maybe they have got Benedict back for it, but I think he'll probably be saved for Secret Wars. But yeah, probably is Wong because he's appeared in, I think, every single project.
He's just popping up.
He's just popping
up. He's just hanging by the door.
Just think it's great. I think... or do you think... maybe that leads into them two. I think that might be at the end. And that's them two setting themselves up for Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty. And maybe coming to Earth 616, the main MCU timeline. I think that's them getting pulled out of the Fox. Goodbye. Thank you, Fox Universe.
Yep.
This was a great send-off. We're taking them two and we're throwing them into the MCU.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I think it's got to be very end.
Yes.
Don't give me all that shit at the beginning because you'll lose me straight away.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Yeah, I think we are going to get a lot of, you know, universe jumping, but I'm not sure it's going to be in the, you know, the same way as those portals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I do, like Connor said, just don't go straight out the gate.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Now, just finish this off. The Easter eggs, Red Skull's car from Captain America 1, you would have noticed. The characters Azazel from X-Men First Class and Lady Deathstrike from X-Men 2, all the way back in 2002, I think that was. Eliath, the big cloud thing from Loki. Do you remember that thing? And then this is a great one. There was a bookstore or comic store called Liefeld's Just Feet.
I thought that might have had some meaning.
Yeah. So you won't guess the meaning though. Yeah. So Rob Liefeld is the creator of Deadpool for the comic. And it's a known criticism of his that he can't draw feet on his comic books.
Ah.
If you look at it, they do look a bit weird. Deadpool's feet looks a bit weird.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is just taking the piss a little
bit. Does what he wants.
Yeah, does what he
Whatever
wants.
He wants.
I just thought I'd run that through for the listeners there. I thought this was excellent as we said up top. Any final thoughts you've got?
Question for you.
Go.
Do you think waiting this long to put the trailer out has worked? It only comes out in July. It's only, 2 months really?
Yes, but you can't do that with normal movies.
Yeah, correct.
You can only do it with something like this where we're aware Wolverine and Hugh Jackman's back. A film of this magnitude, which will make $1 billion, I don't think that would have worked with something like Dune Part 2. As massive as that movie is, you need to see about that world and stuff like that. Whereas this, we're all hyped to see, oh my God, Wolverine for the first time.
Yeah, So,
that's a good question, but I think, yes, it works in this very unique scenario.
All right, well, thanks very much. And that's the show. And thanks for having us in your ears.
I should have said that one. Love it. Okay, that's it. Okay, moving on now. We've got two more trailers before we get into Rebel Moon. Just quickly, Con, Trap movie.
Oh,
what happened?
Because you explained it on the pod, and I was like, this sounds brilliant. We told all our friends, and I was like, it sounds
hype,
excellent.
Hype.
Yeah, it looks shit. It looks really bad.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, you can't keep doing this.
Did it have a... For me, the reason I'm so disappointed... So run through it really quick. Go check it out if you want. It's called Trap Movie from M. Night Shyamalan. Now, we spoke about it because the details released on the trailer released at CinemaCon, so we've done a little bit about it on the last episode. Long story short, he's with his daughter to an Ariana Grande-type woman for a concert, but the concert's a trap, hence the name of the movie, to catch a butcher serial killer that the cops know they're there, so they've surrounded the stadium.
Yeah.
And when Josh Hartnett, who we love, sort of says to a merchandise booth, what's going on here? And they explain it's a trap. He then sort of smiles and realises, obviously it is a trap, but we realise then he's the killer. So great premise.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like intense to me, the film. It felt a bit goofy.
Yeah, because I thought maybe he's killing people in the stadium and they've got to catch him. But the thing is, after the concert, he can police say, stop there, please, mate. Can I just ID? Oh, yeah, sure. There you go. Okay, mate, good to go.
I did think you? About this.
Yeah, is it you? Nah. All right, off you go.
Are you sure it's not you? Yeah. Stop harassing me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My rights? You're going to stop everyone, are you?
Search me if you want. I'm going over my daughter. Yeah. See you later.
So what are they going
to
do?
I agree with that. I really do agree with that. One thing I'll end it on, I don't know if this will be enough to save it, because M. Night Shyamalan loves a twist.
Yeah.
Could he be a protective father and the daughter's the killer?
Ooh. That's a good shout. Or is the merchandise.
Or is the really chappy merchandise booth who he somehow knows. I just think it's going to have something like that.
Yeah. That's a good shout.
That's quite good. I think that's, or it could be them two together. I don't know. But the daughter might not be, you know, as innocent as she probably slapped cinema tickets, whatever she says.
Can I ask you a question?
You can indeed.
If you went to a merchandise man and just ask him, sorry, where's the toilet? Would you shake his hand and say, hello, mate, I'm Brad? Oh, hello, mate. And shake his hand and have pleasantries and say, where's the toilet, mate?
I'd probably get a frown from the merchandise, but yeah, it's weird. That, to me, is how goofy it was. And it was the way he goes, don't rap me out, right? It's like, it was really goofy.
Yeah, you don't know each other.
And what I needed this to be is a really intense thriller.
Yeah.
And I love Josh Hartnett, so I'm interested. I will watch this movie, but I hope that was just a bad trailer.
Mm.
I hope. This one, Con, I plan on spending 13 seconds on.
Yep.
Transformers 1.
Not interested. Lego movie vibes. But I'm annoyed because I had a little giggle in one bit.
Oh, no. What bit?
When they go to transform and they just all fall down the cliff.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
I went...
All I'll say on this, I didn't realise this was the style and type of movie it was going to be.
Yeah.
The cast is incredible. For people that don't know, very, very quickly, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Lawrence Fishburne, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be like the first 10 minutes of Bumblebee, where it's on Cybertron, this incredible animated, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Looks awful to me.
Shit.
It looks shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and Chris Hemsworth, is it?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth, he's Optimus.
He can't be Optimus.
No, it doesn't work.
It don't work.
I didn't like the animation of it. Look, fair enough. I didn't realise they've gone for this. They've gone for the kid family film, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. I thought we were getting something else. So that's annoying.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So we just move on and we move. But don't worry, Con, we've got the G.I. Joe crossover live action films to look forward to.
Excellent, can't wait.
Okay, let's get into it. Not sure how long we're going to stay on this, but we're going to be somewhat... We're going to be as unbiased as we can and just two guys that love movies. What did we think of this new sci-fi epic blockbuster that just dropped on Netflix? If you have been listening to the show, you know me and Connor was not fans of the first one by any means.
Yeah.
But we got part two, Rebel Moon, The Scargiver. 18% sitting out on Rotten Tomatoes, had a £170 million budget. That was to make both movies, so reasonable-ish budget in fairness. Now, I think let's just start with... Was this better than the first for you, the same as the first for you, or worse?
I'm stuck.
Unload on me.
Yeah. after this, I will. Which it turns a bit, doesn't it?
What the fuck did I just say? I've never said that in my life.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's made it awkward now. Yeah. But just, you know what? Give me your load.
I'm not sure. I think this is probably the same. The only thing... points I give this is the action, but it doesn't save it for me. I think it's the same as the first one. They're equally as bad.
You know what? I'm pretty much on the same wave with you, where it definitely didn't save it because how good the action was. Because I will be honest, I did like a portion of this movie. It's probably about 45 minutes where it was just non-stop action sequences. And there's a few I really, really did like. However... And as I said on our Twitter, it's just still got so much wrong with it.
Yeah.
And whilst in my opinion, I think it was better than the first, I still would not give this a very high rating. I think me and you gave the first one a 2.
2, yeah.
We'll do the rating up top, really.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into it. So we do want to bring some stuff for you and have a chat about it. But I probably would say this is a four for me.
What, does
the second one, Scargiver. So sounds like you're around about a two again.
I'm a two again. I liked nothing about this film. There's not one part of this film I enjoyed.
It's such a shame. And to be fair, Connor's not alone. It seems to be that the whole, you know, everyone seems to be, unless you're a really hardcore Snyder fan, it seems to be that you are thinking on the same wavelength as Connor, as well as a lot of our Twitter agree with. We're going to read some of them in a bit. But let's start with the good parts. Obviously, I think I'll just be speaking on this one. For me, the characters did get a little bit more backstory. We got some flashbacks, you know, a table, you know, them sitting around a table. And whilst I still don't give a fucking shite about any one of them, in terms of a movie, I think that maybe would have been better suited in the part one, because in the first one, I remember going to myself, who the fuck is this guy?
Where are we? Where are we now? What's going on?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, they're not very good. They're not good written characters. No. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But it gave me a little bit more understanding, I guess, just in my opinion. And then, as I say, the last 45 minutes of the movie was huge. Jimmy the robot, for example, in terms of the visuals, we'll get onto his scene. Don't worry, Con, because there's so much wrong with it.
Yeah, we need
But visually, it looked fantastic. And that's so hard to do, because that is a full CGI character.
Yeah.
And it did look good in terms of him. Again, that scene has so much wrong with it, and we're going to get into it. But visually, it's been such a waste. We'll break it down for you. But now it's time for this thing, Con. What has gone wrong with this franchise? Let's try and figure out, and it sounds really stupid for us to question a filmmaker like Zack Snyder, who does have some misses, but we both love Zack Snyder. We like many of his Jesus Christ, Brad. Jimmy the Robot's coming out. We love many of his movies. Obviously he's on a bit of a shitter at the minute. But what went wrong with this Rebel Moon franchise, because it was supposed to be this huge sci-fi epic?
Yeah, I think this was a film that should have been put to bed when Disney and Star Wars said no. I think his ego's got in the way, and they looked at it and said, one, it's a bit too dark for us, and two, it's not very good. And he's gone, I'm Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder.
This is good. And it's just not.
Netflix maybe were a bit naive and said, okay, you are Zack Snyder.
Yeah, we're buying the name.
Yeah.
Bring us a film. And he's bought the film, and now they've gone, oh, fuck's sake, that's bombed. Do Army of the Dead again.
which we like.
Yeah, we like.
Yeah, good movie. I can put, you know what? I don't see how that's not a logical scenario here.
Yeah.
What Connor's just, you know, explained, because whilst I thought all along before these movies come out, I thought it may just be that it was just too dark for Disney/Lucasfilm/Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe it just was shit and they saw it and said that script and story is awful.
Yeah, because you got fucking the woman from Udon Captain Wonder Woman, what's her name?
Patty Jenkins.
She got a gig on Star Wars. If she can get a gig on Star Wars, Zack Snyder can get a gig.
An extremely good point from Connor there. Now, a big issue for me, this sound, you know, there's two big issues, but I'll start with this one, because I know Connor has the same issue. As I've said, I think three times now, before I won't go into, you know, an aneurysm again and stop and not speak my words properly, but this was supposed to be a big sci-fi epic. I've said that many times now.
Yeah.
But essentially, and tell me if I'm wrong, it was just a two-part movie defending a village.
Basically, yeah. There was no real planet hopping. In the first one, we're just there.
Yeah.
Just jumped to different places. But you don't really see, like, space visuals. You don't really see any weird and wonderful planets. It's just this little fucking village who won't give up their wheat.
It's basically Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they won't give up their wheat, so we're going to kick off. And that is it. There's nothing epic about it.
No, that is, obviously, we've got the main actress, Cora, Sophia Patel's character. We've got her, you know, her backstory, which just isn't entertaining.
No, it's not.
It's not. So, yeah. But when you forget about that main story, it is just a lone dreadnought ship, which is like the equivalent, and I'm going to use Star Wars because it makes perfect sense. This was a reconstructed Star Wars script. It's like one of those huge star destroyers that we've seen in Ashoka and all that, coming to a village, and that two-part movie is... I'm pointing up as if it's up there above Connor's house, as if that's the movie. Just defend the ship, defend the village from that stuff.
Yeah.
It's Oh, it makes me want to punch myself.
Yeah. Is it Rogue One where there's a big village attack and she hides?
Yes.
Is that Rogue One?
Yeah, it isn't Rogue One, yeah.
Basically, stretch out into two films and this is what this is.
Perfect. A part one and part two.
Yeah. How'd you do it?
I don't understand why it was signed off, why Zack Snyder, who's obviously talented, thought that was a good idea to do.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. And then the other really fundamental part for me, which sounds so harsh written down, is just that from the characters and the story, from the fundamental core of it, is not interesting.
Yeah. And I know what's going to happen. Harsh. And I know I'm going to jump the gun a lot here in terms of where we are.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen is the flashbacks we got are interesting.
Yeah.
And you think, right, we'll have more of that. What's going to happen eventually? We'll get the director's cut and we'll see her story in full.
Yeah.
And the king's story in full and the little light girl in full. And that's what we're going to get.
Yeah.
But just give us it now.
Yeah. Connor, you've hit the nail on the head. A lot of people have said this. It's confirmed as what Connor's referring to. We are getting a director's cut. I am so sick of it. Whilst I understand and I can vouch for that Zack Snyder's cuts are considerably better.
Yeah.
Always are. From Batman vs Superman, from even Army of the Dead was a good one. His main one was Zack Snyder's, you know, Justice League. We got that. It does work. He can do it in those extended cuts, but I'm sick of that being the excuse.
Yeah, and it's his film. So just do it first of all. No one's got a great to say. Make the film, present it.
That, for me, what Connor just said there, there's no excuse on this one because Netflix gave you the keys, so there's no way they controlled you.
Yeah, no one's holding you back.
Oh, man, I'm not having that.
Yeah.
So this, for me, didn't work this time, and I probably won't watch that extended cut.
No.
I am. I've tapped out of this franchise now.
It's done shit.
It's done. There were some good things I did like. Oh, actually, let me talk about the dialogue. The dialogue for me and Connor, again, that's one of the worst things as well.
It's terrible. Again, it's like a five-year-old. There's one bit when they're in the longhouse, and he says the main guy's got his name.
Digimon Honsu. Is that the one
he starts singing? Yeah, he says, no, not that bit.
Oh, sorry,
that's
right.
Another bit.
Yeah.
The bit where he says they killed the colonel. Whatever.
Yeah, Ed Skrull's character, yeah.
Yeah, and he says to one of the thing, do you need her to say it again? He's dead. And all that, just all that high-fiving it, like, kind of. And I was like, what is this?
That I remember sitting there watching that bit, thinking this is going to be worse than the first, and this is going to be a 0 out of 10. That dialogue in that moment, what Connor's talking about, wow.
It's terrible.
And they're like, they're all laughing awkwardly, going, haha, slapping each other on the back. Do you need her to say it again?
Yeah.
And that's the, me and Connor was laughing about on WhatsApp about this, because it was the way they just come in from the village on their little horses and go, don't worry about it. Let's have a party.
Yeah.
They're all dead. I killed him. What do you mean you killed him? The main guy killed him. Done.
Yeah.
So don't worry. No war. Eat your wheat.
We're fine.
We're fine. And then literally within 10 seconds, that young lad comes in and goes, oh, it's not fine.
he's not dead.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
They're coming. 5 days to prepare. And it was like, oh, that is one of the worst from point A to point B moments in a script I've ever seen.
But it's just, it was all over the place. And it's like when the young blonde girl's giving out the blankets to all the warriors, and she's describing them like, you're a knight, you're so strong. It's like, you don't fucking know him.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I forgot about that bit, Connor.
And like, she's never met him before, but she's made him all blankets and describing him. And Digimon Hunts with a sing-song.
I'm getting frustrated. I'm laughing because you're making me laugh. But I am getting frustrated. And do you know what? It is a good time to talk about it. Because me and Connor's probably hated this part more than me. And I'd really got the up of it. Jimmy the Robot, Anthony Hopkins' voice.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing a crown? Why has he got a cape? Why is he watching on from afar? It's not explained to us.
No. Is he king?
Is he king of the land now?
Yeah, we don't know. He's just got a crown, is it?
Did he decide that? Did he kill a deer for that? I don't know what's going on there.
Where did he get a cape from?
And then... why does he want a cape? Anyway, so what we're trying to explain here, I'll stop laughing, but what I'm trying to explain is, from a story perspective, he then later on comes and decides to join the fight before hearing that the princess, who he's duty-bound and protocol-bound to protect, is alive again. And that's why, if there's a third, which I don't think there would be, he's now duty-bound to join in and fight with this group.
Yeah.
Because his protocols are reignited to protect that young princess. But he didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
He's just been watching from afar, coming into the waterfall going, you've got no chance, and then runs off.
Basically,
with
yeah.
his cape and crown. And then he does decide to come and fight at the end, which is quite a cool scene, I will admit. But then that scene, I remember it ended, and I put my hand in the air and was like, that meant nothing.
Yeah.
Because why? You've not explained his reasoning why
yeah.
he decided to do that. It would have been better, I think I said to you in message, why not have him, you know, he can't actually get involved because his protocols won't let him do it.
Yeah.
But then something happens and he realizes something, finds out the princess is alive, and then it's like a massive boost for the village because he can get involved.
Yeah.
And then it makes sense.
Because all we saw was he's sitting down there watching everyone die and now he's gone... Oh, I should probably get involved, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I better get down there.
Did it take 1,000 of them to die first yeah. before going, maybe I should?
Yeah, I think we're losing.
I think we're losing. I thought they could handle it, all right? I fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, another bit I did quite like, there was a sword fight in the barn. The visuals yeah. looked quite cool. It's a lot of slow-mo, but it's Zack Snyder. I thought that was quite cool. The explosions, you know, they rigged the trench line and it all explodes.
Yeah, that was
again,
good.
It looks cool, but I can't really give you many points for that. Just wanted to, you know, point it out.
Yeah.
And also one thing I actually did really like, and it's the only thing I actually liked, I would say, is the final fight between her and the villain. It was quite cool. You know, like Inception, how it was sliding, then they were upright. And
yeah.
It wasn't just them two... one-on-one in each other. They had a bit more to it.
Yeah.
So I thought that looked quite cool when it was the ships falling out the sky and they're fighting. That's probably it.
Probably, yeah. That's probably all I can give it.
Yeah.
But even like at the end when the main guy dies, not like her little boyfriend.
We have no idea what his name is.
Her boyfriend. She was absolutely devastated. Like, devastated.
Distraught.
And I couldn't care less because I thought, I don't know who he is.
No.
And we don't know this... Right, you've laid down together and you're like, you're chummy. You had a little kiss.
Yeah.
But you was fucking distraught.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's another, we didn't mention that in yeah. the messages. Their relationship, actually, I can't think of many moments.
No.
Over two films. So that again, and you've just made another point. The story's so bad. Why would we feel anything over him dying and their love for each other? Because yeah. we didn't see it.
Because he's kind of painting like a bit of a clown.
Yeah.
Just like a bit of a div, just goes like an idiot for Americans.
Yeah.
Just goes along and just like bumbles his way through.
Yeah, he's not equipped to handle these fight scenarios like yeah. them, but he's got a lot of heart.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, that.
But we don't care because you didn't really go in depth into this character's love story or...
Yeah.
There's nothing there. There's no substance to this. That's a really good point.
When he died and she was crying, I was literally thinking, calm down. Calm down. Yeah.
They're all dying over there as well. Yeah,
especially about him.
The bloke who fell out the ship, poor sod. At least yeah. he was, you know, trying.
I felt a bit bad for him. Yeah, poor. I thought he's having it.
At least he's going for it. Yeah. I mean, we're coming to an end. Another really bad thing. What was that 45 seconds to a minute of actual slow motion wheat cutting?
Oh, I have no idea.
I remember, I think I was about 20, 30 seconds into it, and I was like, this can't be real right now.
We're still going.
Because it was just Digimon Honsu, not even on his face at one point. It was just 30 seconds of going, shh.
Yeah.
Shh. I'm like, come on, bro. That's
your £109 million. Your budget.
It made no sense. Con, should we just end it? Do you want to just read? We like to, you know, bring the conversation in for some of our followers.
Yeah.
We haven't read them all out, but just picked a few to, you know, make it a little bit diverse. What have they said, Con?
So Matthew... Bruman _ 1982 said, both films are like Swiss cheese. Holes everywhere. Hope the director cut pieces it together. It is Swiss cheese, correct.
It is Swiss cheese, yeah. Unfortunately. You know what? That's an absolutely brilliant analogy
yeah.
for what the movie is. That's the biggest issue is the story. Well played.
Yeah. The Tired Wizard, M_Snur 24. I couldn't finish the first one. Lucky. And I generally like Snyder movies. Might check out part two if I'm really bored. Don't bother.
I think I may have said something along the lines of to you that replied, don't bother. Yeah. But yeah, it's a show.
Tars Chum @Chum_Tars. First one was better as there are... I can't read.
Me and you are both very aneurysm.
First one was better as there was hope for the story having potential.
Yes.
Yeah.
Felt like building up. Part two is visually great, like we said, but other Snyder movies. But man, the story is really, really not satisfying.
Agreed.
Poor movie. Doesn't deserve attention. Fair enough. I'm with you.
Fair play.
And the final one, Carl Lanaway.
Oh, good old Carl.
Yeah. I understand, but I think you have to take it for what it is. An enjoyable sci-fi action movie. Now, Carl, I love you, boy. I do. But I've said about this point, I cannot accept that in this day and age for a film, you should not have to accept something for what it is.
Do you know what? I do agree. Even on streaming, again, reiterate, love you, Carl. But if you're putting that much time and money, you're asking us to invest 4 hours of our time.
Yeah.
It can't just be a okay visually film, and there needs to be some more substance to it, and there is nothing here to work with.
So again,
thank you for coming in. We've got a lot of just from the Deadpool Wolverine trailer today, we've got a lot of thoughts on that, so maybe next week we'll just read some out when we start hearing some more about the movie.
I'll try and read better as well.
Yeah, maybe Connor can take some lessons. But yeah, please do keep getting in touch with us, because we love it. And so yeah, bring us on to what's on our screens, Gom.
Tell me
what have I watched. Just finished episode 5 of Shogun.
Episode 5, doing well, yeah, nice.
Really enjoying it. Do you know it's based on true events?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I didn't know that. I saw it today.
It's a book. It's a book based on the true events, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why we're only getting one season, which is a bit shit.
Oh, that's annoying.
Sorry, listeners. Yeah,
maybe I'm bothered.
Yeah. It's such a cool story.
Yeah, really good.
Do you know it's the thingy tomorrow? It's the finale, I think. Because I've done episode 9. I'm 9 episodes in, and I think episode 10 is tomorrow, which is the finale.
Ooh,
I'm
like, kick off.
Gonna lose my shit. Yeah. Cannot wait. It's built up perfectly. Perfectly.
Yeah, I'm gonna carry
what a
on.
Show.
Inglourious Basterds, watch the other day.
Oh,
it was on telly.
Nice.
What a film.
I watched that ages.
Such a good film.
Yeah.
Superbad, I watched as
love
well.
It. What's going on here? Why is
this on telly?
Yeah, fair play, mate.
And I also started watching that. It's been, the hype is everywhere at the minute. I don't know if you've seen it. Baby Reindeer.
I need to watch this.
Me and Holly watched 4 episodes yesterday. It's fucking all over them. It's mental.
What does that mean? Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh, it is really good.
It's 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
I did see that. That is crazy.
Yeah, really. Episode 4 in particular,
yeah.
I think, is the episode that got it the ratings that it's got.
Okay.
Because it's quite like,
hard. Do you know how many episodes there are?
7.
7.
Or 8. No, seven.
I might try. Are they all out now? Because it's Netflix, I assume.
Yeah.
I might try and sesh that so we can have a chat next week.
It's quite shocking. Really good.
I did hear a fact about it. You know the guy in it?
Richard Gadd.
It's the actual person that it happened to.
Yeah, who's playing it.
That's it,
Because he played and wrote it as well.
That's crazy.
So he's just living out all this trauma.
Right, let's talk about that next week. I like that. That's now like the 6th person that's told me, bloody watch it.
Yeah.
Anything else on your screen?
That's it.
I mean, I had Shogun down, just told you about that. X-Men 97. I have full faith in live-action X-Men under Marvel at the minute because that show is just so good. What else? I'd watched Arrival. Have you ever watched that?
No.
It's really good. Really good. It's Denis Villeneuve, who obviously done Dune and all that.
Yeah.
It's you'll know the image. If you saw pictures of the movie, you'd know it. It's Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner. It's about the aliens that come, and she's a language expert. She's been, like, the government get her to try and speak to the aliens.
Oh.
But it's a Nolan-type twist, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Denis Villeneuve is just, like, epic. What a director.
He's a good boy.
I'd reckon that's something. If I was ever think of a Connor movie, that's Arrival.
Is it new or old?
About 8-10 years, I'd say, something like that.
Yeah, watch it. Watch
and it might even be that old. No, I don't think it's been that old, actually. I don't know. Yeah, you should watch that 100%. And that's it, I think, for me.
Yeah.
Scraps.
Bunch of scraps!
You're loud.
I've got Tree to run quick through, so you go first.
I'll never bring a scrap.
You don't ever bring a scrap. I should throw you a scrap.
Yeah, you should.
I'll run through them then. Keanu Reeves is Shadow in Sonic 3.
Yeah.
I did like that first one, but I just don't. I ain't got a lot of.
I've got time for it.
I ain't got a lot of hype for it. Like I said, I really did enjoy it. Jim Carrey's great as Robotnik, but I don't know. I think they are kids' movies, which are great.
Yeah.
For that. Bit like Super Mario Bros. It was great for kids.
Yeah.
But just
Leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Invincible, strong rumours and reports now that it's been renewed for season 4 and 5. Season 3 voice work is done, as we said last week, so that should be coming soon. Yes, give me 400 seasons of that, please.
Yep.
And then lastly, Pruitt, Taylor, Vince will play Jonathan Kent, and Neva Howell will play Martha Kent in James Gunn's Superman. They look great. They're like a bit older, so they're not going for, you know, the Marissa Tomei sexy Aunt May.
Yeah.
It's proper farm boy Kansas, you know, farmer and wife. I think they look pretty good.
The images on that he's releasing are so cool.
My hype for that month by month is getting really, really big.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what I'm going to be this time next year when CinemaCon's just been and we've seen all the stuff from it. The Summer of Superman is what they're touting it to be, and ooh, I think it is going to be that.
Yeah.
I think that will take over 2025, even though 2025, so many big movies coming, but that for me,
it should steal the show.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's it, Con. That's the show.
That's it.
Next week, I've got a big surprise for Connor. Can't wait to do it. You're going to love it. And then after that, I thought we'd do a bit of an intense, fun one, because after that, we've got, what is it? We've got Fall Guy, which I really want to watch.
Yeah.
That comes out for us May 2nd, so that'll be the next week's. And then after that, it's Planet of the Apes.
We're here.
So we are here. We've got two big review episodes coming. So next week will be all the news and a really intense main segment, which I'll keep on the low for now. So nice. Come back, tell your friends. Thank you for listening.
And thanks for having us in your ears.